You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
They're starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Stocks are lower at the open because of a second day of testimony from Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen. The Fed chief told a Senate panel Tuesday that policymakers will consider interest rate hikes on a meeting-by-meeting basis. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, S&P 500, and NASDAQ are lower to start the trading day. Nestle Purina Pet Care is the target of a class action lawsuit after thousands of pet owners complained that their dogs became sick or died after eating Purina's Beneful Kibble dog food. More than 3,000 pet owners report consistent symptoms including internal bleeding and malfunction or failure of the liver. When people think about spring cleaning, they often picture the garage or living room. But tech expert Jennifer Jolly says you should be thinking about your smartphone and getting rid of all the clutter there.
We load them, we pack them with photos, video games, apps, all that overflowing information not only slows your phone down, but slows your entire life down.
Jolly suggests backing up everything on your smartphone to the cloud, where it can be accessed from any digital device. She also suggests customizing your home screen by putting the apps you use all the time on the front page and dragging secondary apps to another page. Jolly says keeping things simple and uncluttered in your digital life makes you feel better.
When you keep everything clean and simple in your digital life, it becomes more like a super productive kind of digital filing cabinet.
She says backing everything up from your smartphone to the cloud is a crucial part of decluttering.
Everything is then safely and securely stored in the cloud, and it's awesome because you can access all your files anytime, anywhere, from any device.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News. USA Radio News, I'm Ron Taylor. American sniper Chris Kyle's killer is going to prison for the rest of his life. Scott McEwen, co-author of the best-selling book American Sniper, tells Fox and Friends the family can now find closure.
This hanging out there for Taya and her family, as well as Chad's family, was a huge burden on them, and it's nice that we've got justice.
A Texas jury found Eddie Ray Routh guilty of murder Tuesday for the 2013 shooting deaths of Kyle and his friend Chad Littlefield. The North Georgia mountains could get 6 inches of snow starting this afternoon, with 1 to 3 inches falling in the metro Atlanta area. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Lynn says the totals will be much greater north of the city.
On the southern end, you know, a dusting to 1 inch, but as you get to the northern metro counties, potentially on the order of 3 inches.
It's been 24 hours since a major train wreck in Southern California, and investigators are still hard at work. The NTSB has a team digging through the debris from yesterday morning's derailment in Oxnard that sent 24 people to the hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
What fuels you? Here's Kim going downtown for a dance class. Going to her daughter's soccer game.
Come on, Katie, you can do it! Woohoo!
Kim fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy, and where she could win $1,000 in free Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels her, like dance class or her kids. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
The violence that targets aid workers around the world has resulted in a dramatic decrease in the number of people willing to put themselves in many conflict zones, yet the desire to give help remains constant. USA's John Clemens has more.
The murders, kidnappings, and the level of violence directed at aid workers ranks highest in countries like Afghanistan, Pakistan, South Sudan, Nigeria, and also Somalia. Joel Chammy of Interaction, an alliance of U.S.-based aid organizations, says many in their association still have a desire to help those in need.
The basic desire to help is pretty much a given in our field, and despite some of the dangers, I don't see that waning at all.
I'm John Clemens.
Republicans might be giving up the fight against net neutrality. The GOP is conceding that little can be done to stop President Obama's plans from becoming a reality, as the FCC is set to make a ruling today that regulates internet connections offered by companies. It will pave the way for internet services to be treated as a public utility, part of the president's vision. This is USA Radio News.
Sometimes it's easy to see a difference, and sometimes it's not. Especially when it comes to motor oil. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with Max Life Technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Stocks are lower at the open because of a second day of testimony from Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen. The Fed chief told a Senate panel Tuesday that policymakers will consider interest rate hikes on a meeting-by-meeting basis. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, S&P 500, and NASDAQ are lower to start the trading day. Nestle Purina Pet Care is the target of a class-action lawsuit after thousands of pet owners complained that their dogs became sick or died after eating Purina's Beneful Kibble dog food. More than 3,000 pet owners report consistent symptoms including internal bleeding and malfunction or failure of the liver. When people think about spring cleaning, they often picture the garage or living room. But tech expert Jennifer Jolly says you should be thinking about your smartphone and getting rid of all the clutter there.
We load them. We pack them with photos, video games, apps. All that overflowing information not only slows your phone down, but slows your entire life down.
Jolly suggests backing up everything on your smartphone to the cloud, where it can be accessed from any digital device. She also suggests customizing your home screen by putting the apps you use all the time on the front page and dragging secondary apps to another page. Jolly says keeping things simple and uncluttered in your digital life makes you feel better.
When you keep everything clean and simple in your digital life, it becomes more like a super productive kind of digital filing cabinet.
She says backing everything up from your smartphone to the cloud is a crucial part of decluttering.
Everything is then safely and securely stored in the cloud, and it's awesome because you can access all your files anytime, anywhere, from any device.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's show. And I am going to talk a little bit about belief systems today and anger and anger management. And one of the reasons that I am doing that is I have been working with, as some of you know, I've talked about it, I've been working with the In-Awe Foundation. The In-Awe Foundation, whose founder is Meena Singh. Some of you may know Meena Singh. She has a show here on Tuesdays called Speak Up and Step Out. And she and I have collaborated with the In-Awe Foundation to present anger management groups. One of the things that I know and recognize that there are not many just pure anger management groups. And there are no anger management groups that are being offered by counselors and coaches together. And, you know, we have a lot of anger, believe it or not, in our society. And, you know, who hasn't gotten angry at some point in their life? I know I have. And so often, one of the things that happens is that we don't really have good coping skills on how to manage our anger. Now, there's a couple ways of having anger. I'm going to say a couple ways or a couple of, there's anger just because I'm an angry person and I'm resentful and I'm bitter and I'm mean and I'm cruel. Okay, those kinds of things. So there's that. However, there's also what we would call righteous anger. And the word righteous is an important word. And that means I'm angry over some type of injustice. So there's that type of anger. And sometimes what we may not realize is that we have a belief system where we might have a belief that our anger is righteous, but it really is coming from a feeling or a belief, I'm going to use that word more, that may be a little unrational. Maybe I think the other person is responsible for the problem. Or that I thought the other person was acting unfairly. Or that the other person is a bad or worthless person. Or the other person insulted me or made me look bad somehow or didn't show me respect, because I think everybody should do that. Or I think that the person, or I believe that the person, behaved immorally. I felt weak, and I thought that I was strong and competent. Maybe I want to get revenge. Maybe I think that the person who made me angry should behave differently. Or even that I thought that the event that made me angry should have never happened. Well, these are all things that stem from belief systems. And the thing that's interesting is that anger is an important emotion because it does give us information about the world around us. Like I said, righteous anger is an important thing. It actually can help us motivate ourselves and people around us to make some good, healthy changes. Anger also, as an emotion, has intensity levels, as does any emotion. You know, I could feel a little, I'm not really motivated, I'm kind of bored, all the way to a deep sense of grief. So sadness can have this wide range of feelings. I can be okay, I'm okay. Nothing's bothering me, I'm kind of peaceful. Or I could be ecstatically happy. Maybe I'm feeling a little, a little lonely, a little detached, all the way to feeling terror. Or maybe I'm feeling a little peeved, a little bit of irritation, some frustration, annoyance, anger, fury, rage. We live again in a society where there's a lot of anger. We live in a world, my gosh, where there's so much anger. Look what's going on. Beheadings and burnings and war. We don't war upon our neighbor because we love them. We war upon them because we're angry. We want control. We don't even recognize that I am creating my own anger by my own belief systems. So with that, I'm going to take a little commercial break. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show, Counselor's Chat.
Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Huntington at 908-284-0500. More information about any of our programs or to join NAMI Huntington, the voice for mental health in Huntington County.
This is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host. I don't know if I was not hearing things very clearly on my earpieces, so I fiddled with the sound and I hope I didn't blast you all out, those of you who are listening. I'm hoping that you can hear me. Sorry about that. Technical difficulties. Anyway, okay, I've been talking about anger and anger management. And like I said, I'm going to be working with Meena Singh. We're actually going to be starting anger management groups. They are going to start April 7th. If you are interested in participating in these groups, they will be 12 weeks for each group. It is a limited amount of members per group, so it'll keep it small and intimate. And if you are interested, if you are struggling with anger, if you would like to gain some tools on how to manage your anger, please call 908-237-2899 and we can set you up to be part of our group. So as a consequence, talking about anger, again, oftentimes we may... And this is why I think counseling and coaching is going to work so well, because with the therapeutic end, which is my part, is sometimes we don't realize that we have anger that has just built up over the years. Anger from our childhoods that we have stuffed and stuffed and stuffed. And one of the things that I say to my clients, the way I describe it, is if you don't realize you have a sore, you know, like a, and we've all experienced this, you know, like a black and blue mark on don't even realize I have it on my leg until I bump into something. And then, wow, it hurts. Or, as I explained to someone else yesterday, if I have got a burn on my hand, I may not be feeling it throughout the day, but if I put my hand under hot water, I feel it. So when I have some area, and I'm talking about physically, but emotionally, when I have some area in my life that's sensitive, I might be going through my day not realizing that it's there until something pushes on it. So those are some things that may come up from our history that I don't even realize that I have anger in my life. Now, as children, we really don't have too much control. We have some, but not too much. And I do work with my clients to help them shift from blaming their parents to taking responsibility. So another example that I use, if I grew up in a household where nobody used forks, and here I am an adult in a world where people use forks, I could not use a fork and continue to blame my parents for not teaching me. Or I could say, well, you know what? My parents didn't know any better. Let me learn how to use a fork now that I'm an adult. So as an adult, we have the opportunity to sometimes we have to unlearn and relearn or learn new ways of handling things such as anger. With that being said, we can then recognize that our anger is something that we create for ourselves. It should have been different. That person should not have done that. I can't stand it when they do that. I can't tolerate it. They should know better. They're stupid. I'm stupid. What an idiotic thing to say. I can't believe that person acted so badly. I can't believe that expectation somebody had on me on how I must act, or the expectation I might have on how others must act. And so these are all thoughts. They're just thoughts. They're not any sense of reality. There's some reasons to give up being angry. Anger often leads to self-destructive behaviors that hurts you and others. These can include drinking, drug use, insults, yelling, breaking things, hitting people, road rage. Generally, after someone is angry, they feel guilty and depressed about the things they did and said when they were angry. Oftentimes, anger leads people to ruminate on what had happened, and their lives become very narrow focused on that issue, and it actually blocks problem solving because I can't think it through. I'm too angry. I'm too focused on my hurt. Anger does not actually feel very good, and tension usually uses up energy and leaves you feeling tired and altered. Anger can actually affect your health, heart disease, high blood pressure. It destroys relationships. Anger prevents you from being assertive. So you may not be able to solve and resolve conflicts. It keeps people away from you. It's a false sense of power and control. And it's not an aphrodisiac. Oh, you're so sexy when you're angry. No. Not really. Not at all. In relationship, if you think of one straight line, on one end of the line we have the word love, and on the other end of the line we have the word hate. Just like I said, anger can go from being a little irritated all the way to rage. You know, there's an intensity that goes from mild to strong. Well, it's the same thing. Love to hate. It's all about the way I am relating to you. I'm either loving you or I'm hating you. I like you very much or I dislike you very much. Either I am going to take you or I'm going to leave you. And when I leave you, I'm leaving you with self-destructive thoughts, that rumination, that thinking about it and angry about it and focusing on it. But part of it is that area where we have some detachment, some indifference, that's more in the center. I can reach that by actually changing my responses to anger, looking at my belief systems, and practicing some things that may actually be healthy for me so that I learn to use my anger and be angry. Righteous anger is a good thing in a way that's going to be helpful, not hurtful. I can learn skills and tools. One of the first things I might need to do is I might need to find the shoulds behind my anger. Does my anger come from a demand? Does my anger come from a desire? Or have I reached a point where things are predictable and I can accept reality? So when we have unrealistic demands that are not met, and we may not realize that we have these demands because we're usually stuck in our unrealistic demands, our mind usually conceptualizes demands as shoulds or musts. You should do this. You should be perfect. You must love me all the time. You must treat me fairly. Things should be easy. You must act the way I want you to. You must do the things that I think are appropriate. When events happen differently than we expect, we often find ourselves angry or even enraged. And it's hard for us to admit that our unrealistic demands aren't true, especially when others agree with our opinion. Demands that aren't meant lead to intense anger, and these emotions usually lead to ineffective actions such as attacking, defending, retreating. We may hurt ourselves, lose sleep, overeat, develop stomach aches, just to name a few things. So we have to think about those shoulds and those musts. And the I can't stand it. Low frustration tolerance. So I'm actually going to take a little weather break. I didn't give you the weather at the top of the hour, so I'm thinking I'm going to do that now. And I will be back shortly with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show. The weather for today, currently it is 33 degrees. Wind chill factor makes it feel like 25. It is mostly sunny with a high near 34. There will be increasing clouds tonight with a low around 12. And then Thursday, scattered snow showers, mainly before 10 a.m. Little or no snow accumulation is expected, just some flurries. Thursday night, cloudy with a low of 12 also, and then Friday, partly sunny with a high near 23. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 3. It'll be sunny on Sunday. No, I'm sorry, sunny on Saturday with a high near 27, and then mostly cloudy on Sunday with a high near 35. And it is currently 12:31 here in Hunterdon County, New Jersey. And Hunterdon Chamber Radio is coming to you from Flemington, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Karen Politash of MGS Outdoor. And being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business.
Well, welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamirol, your host for today's show. And I am talking to you about anger and anger management. And one of the reasons I am doing that is I am going to be starting an anger management group starting April 7th with Mina Singh, who is a coach. My role as a licensed professional counselor will be looking at some of the histories of the people that are in the group and looking at some of the things that are holding up that anger, is what I'm going to say, keeping it in place. And also, I will be providing some coaching in that I will be offering some advice and suggestions and counsel on how to handle anger. And that's also something that Mina will be doing. She will be focusing on moving forward and how to leave some of that anger behind. We know we become angry when we are demanding things that must be different than they actually are. To lessen our intensity of anger so that we can choose a more effective response would be a better way to give up our demands, acknowledge our desires, set our expectations in line with reality. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about in our groups. Where does our anger come from? I want something and then I get frustrated because I don't get what I want. It's uncomfortable and I can't stand to be uncomfortable. I've changed my mind. I don't want that thing. I want something else. I think you're a bad, worthless person because you're frustrating me. You're depriving me of something. To make you give me what I want, I'm going to be severe with you. I'm angry at myself, and so by getting myself upset, I'm giving myself a lesson. Well, you know, though it's preferable to be treated fairly, kindly, and considerately, there's no law in the universe that says I have to be. You know, people who act unfairly or inconsiderate or unkind may deserve to be penalized, but never to be totally condemned as rotten, no good nicks who deserve to be eternally damned. Now, there are times when we have crimes. That's a different thing, a crime of anger. Well, there does need to be some punishment. But the long run is anger doesn't help. It's temporary. Unless we continue to focus on it. And it generally prevents us from getting what we want. And though I may not be getting what I want, chances are I actually can tolerate it and it's not that awful. Learning how to cope successfully with people who may be unfair. That's a huge step. You know, and I do wish people would treat me fairly, but there's no law that says they have to. I don't need people to be well behaved, but I sure would prefer it. And they act the way they do because that's the way they act. Not everybody's going to use their blinker. Not everybody's going to say a kind word. Not everyone's going to have a positive attitude. And just because you're angry doesn't mean that I have to be angry also. I can be happy and cheerful and let you be angry. It would be nice if someone who was negative and hostile acted like a nice person, but, you know, not everybody's going to. And I have to look towards myself in terms of how I'm going to behave, what I'm going to do, how I'm going to respond. I need to recognize that you're not upsetting me. I'm upsetting myself based on my belief systems, the way I think you should be. Nobody can disturb me unless I disturb myself. I talk myself into it. Not getting what I want is only uncomfortable or inconvenient. I can wait. Not getting my way is not horrible. It's not the end of the world. Again, I can wait. I might even have to do without. You know, and people have the right to be wrong. I'm not saying being angry is comfortable. That's why anger can be a motivator. And you know, I'm an adult. I don't need to have my way all the time. Cognitive behavioral therapies, which is really what I'm basing this on, is a great way to look at what is going on with our own anger. What gets triggered? Things from my past where I feel I've been treated unfairly. As a child, maybe I had parents who were angry and punitive. And as a consequence, I am now angry and punitive. But it's only something that I learned, and I can unlearn it. I can learn how to respond in a different and a more healthy way. I can learn how to put my feelings into perspective. First, again, look at my triggers. What are my anger triggers? What are the kinds of situations that trigger my anger and hostile response to you? What are the things that may be pressing on my hot anger buttons? Maybe I need to make a list of shoulds, things that trigger my rage or my anger. And I need to make a list and review that list. And think about how you act and respond when you are feeling angry. Is your most difficult problem the fact that certain things trigger an anger response? Or is it how you handle your feelings once they are triggered? So an angry trigger is I have to write down that specific situation. Somebody doesn't use their blinker. Someone didn't say thank you. Someone didn't invite me to the party. I didn't get that raise that I thought I should get. There's a should, right? My husband didn't come home when he said he was going to come home. He was a half an hour late and didn't call because he should call. They have everything that I need on the top shelf in the back on the in the grocery store, and I can't reach it because I'm short. They should know better. Then I need to ask myself, what is my responsibility in this particular situation that's causing me to be angry? My responsibility. You mean I'm accountable for my own anger? Absolutely. Maybe I maintain too much contact with a person. Or maybe I'm giving that person too much importance in my life. Maybe something that I'm actually doing that's perpetuating the other person's action towards me. Maybe my expectations are too big. Maybe I think that there are certain roles that people must follow. I need to ask myself, is this really going to matter tomorrow, next week, next month? 1 year, 3 years, 5 years from now, is it really going to matter that this person in front of me didn't use their blinker? And why should I always have things my way? Do I know anyone who always gets everything they want all the time without any hassles? Am I so naive to really think that other people's lives are so smooth and they get everything they want all the time? I need to rethink that. And what kind of advantage do I have by becoming angry or expressing my anger or rage to another person? How's that benefiting me in some way? And if it's not, I need to just really work at letting it go. So, you know, here I have road rage. The benefit is I got a ticket. I don't get that. The other person didn't use their blinker or cut me off or went through the red light or sped around me or went too slow or whatever. The other thing is keep an angry diary. It can be very helpful. Track your anger and its intensity. Do this every day. Whenever you have an angry thought, be aware of the time of day in this setting. Was it an actual situation that triggered your angry feeling? What were you thinking to yourself when triggered? Then rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, the intensity of your anger. 1 would could be very mild, to 10 can be blinding rage. It gives you a little bit of an idea of how intense your anger might be. It gives you an idea what your triggers are. And then we will start working on lowering those intensities. Because I'm not going to say the idea is not to have anger, it's to have healthy anger. So with that being said, I need to take another little commercial break, and I will be back momentarily. I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Alton, your role, licensed professional counselor, talking to you about anger and some anger management. Going to be starting anger management classes. It will be a series of 12 classes starting April 7th. If you are interested, please contact me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. I will be working with Meena Singh, who is a recovery life coach, and she and I'm a licensed professional counselor, will be presenting and providing educational groups on how to overcome anger and how to manage it in your life. So again, if you're interested, 908-237-2899. And it's going to be small, intimate groups, so if you are interested, please call. And talking about anger and some of the things that we're going to talk about, like I said, recognizing your triggers, realizing what your responses are, becoming a little bit more specific when you identify the role that you're playing, looking at your belief systems, writing an angry diary. In that diary, what was the actual situation that triggered your angry feeling? What were you thinking about? Rate the intensity of your anger. Was your anger response to the situation helpful or harmful to you? Was it really worth all the attention and energy you spent on becoming enraged? Was there anything you really could have controlled to make the situation different? And if you had to do it over again, how would you react now? How would you advise someone else you cared about to react or respond in a similar situation? Sometimes when you're angry, the best situation and the best answer can be silence. At other times, it is learning how to be assertive. Did you choose your action? Did you respond rather than react? That's something I talk about quite often. Were you listening to your own boundaries and limits? People cross my boundaries, I need to state, this is my boundary. You have crossed it. You've come too close. My limit. I have gone further than I needed to on this situation, and now I am angry. Is the situation really as serious as you imagined it to be? Or did you make it bigger than it really was? This is something for your diary. Is there something here that needs to be accepted, changed, understood? What could that possibly be? And let's put those angry feelings into perspective. Imagine that two wise people you know are in a similar situation, triggering your angry response, and you ask yourself, what would they do or think differently? What would they tell themselves about the situation? How can I benefit from someone else's wisdom? Ask yourself, what are the advantages versus disadvantages of holding on to this anger? What are the advantages versus the disadvantages of letting go? Could there possibly be any advantages or benefits from holding on to my anger? And if not, What do I now need to do in order to let it go? Even if letting go is only temporary and distracts me, rather than ruminating. And maybe even getting to the point where I can let it go permanently. Learning some stress relievers. Taking a deep breath. Counting to 10. Walking away from the situation. Replacing negative thoughts with positive thoughts. Replacing irrational, dysfunctional, or self-defeating thoughts with healthy ones. I may need to ask myself, is my anger irrational based on shoulds, musts, can't stand it, oughts, frustrated? What can I say that might be healthy about the situation? More rational. Can I listen to my rational side? The side that produces these positive affirmations. And I do give my clients positive affirmations, not because I think they work in and of themselves, but so often we don't even come up with those positive things because we're so used to practicing the negative things. So the positive affirmations, what they do is they give me something else to look at, to think about. So, if all I can think of is that person should have used their blinker, and I have an affirmation here that says people make mistakes, and even I make mistakes, it's okay to make mistakes, we learn from our mistakes. My go-to of that idiot didn't use their blinker, I can say, wait a minute, oh yeah, here's something here that's going to remind me that people make mistakes. Not everybody uses their blinker. I wish they did, but they don't, and that's okay, and I can tolerate it. So now I'm listening to a more rational side. I might want to list those affirmations that could be most angry when my anger is triggered. Put them on 3x5 cards or post-it notes, carrying them in your wallet or your purse. Stick it on your dashboard in your car, the mirror of your bathroom, on your desk. Keep them around so that you've got some ammunition for new thoughts. Sometimes people say, well, I get it up here, but I don't feel it down here, pointing to my heart. Remember that when you know intellectually, probably it also includes affirmations which you most need emotionally. Pay attention to what you know in your head. So realize that you create your own anger. Dispute it. Don't judge yourself or other people. Acknowledge your feelings of anger. Don't stuff them. But look at your behavior. Look at your belief systems. Practice unconditional acceptance of other people that you feel angry with. You might even use some imagery to become more familiar with appropriate feelings. Rehearse talking to yourself, again, so you learn how to respond. You shouldn't do that. Well, I wish you wouldn't do that. I gotta practice some new ways of communicating. Prepare some coping self-statements when you're angry. Come up with some distractions that are healthy rather than angry outbursts, such as, again, counting to 20, deep breathing, relaxation, meditation, thought stopping. You know, what I had for breakfast this morning, it was really good. I had a bowl of oatmeal. I made oatmeal, had some cinnamon in it. I put some apple. It was really good. Do you see how I did that? I just changed my thought. I went from talking about anger to talking about breakfast. And you know, I'm sitting here in the radio booth, and there's a mug that's got pens and pencils in it. And this is a really interesting mug because it looks like pictures of mixed nuts all over it. I see cashews and peanuts and Brazil nut and almonds and all different shades of browns and golds on the mug. Changed my thought process, did a little bit of mindfulness. I don't smell peanuts, but I see peanuts. I don't taste anything salty, but I see there's some little flecks of salt on the picture of the mug. I can change my thoughts. I might actually need to come up with something that I can do to reward myself when I don't act quite so angry, or to penalize myself when I have an outburst. And I don't mean yell at myself and call myself stupid, but a little reward. You know, I get to take that dollar out of the box, or I put that dollar in the angry box. So I need to stop for today, and I'm hoping that if you are listening, that you are thinking about, or if you know anyone who might be interested in anger management groups, you can contact me at 908-237-2899. I am a licensed professional counselor. You can find out more information on the web about what I do at www.altarolecounselor.com. That's altarole, two L's, counselor.com or .net. You can also Google the InAwFoundation.org and find out more information there about the InAw Foundation and what it offers. And it gives more information about our anger management groups. Again, starting April 7th, I'm really excited about it. You can be part of some other treatment facilities where they may have an anger management group, but this is specifically geared towards anger management, which will be co-facilitated by myself, Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor, and Meena Singh, a recovery life coach. So I've come to the conclusion for my show. I'm not sure if the sound was okay. I hope it was. I will mention it to the higher-ups that we've got a few sound issues, and hopefully they'll take care of that. And I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat.
Generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of the global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Eddie Ray Routh, the ex-Marine convicted of killing American sniper Chris Kyle and his friend Chad Littlefield, will appeal the verdict. Attorneys argued he suffered from schizophrenia and